This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to respond when a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback. The exact word to use when feedback threatens to fracture your team. In short, this article gives you 7 scripts for responding to a defensive feedback reaction, covering the most common situations that fracture team synergy in the moment. How to acknowledge a defensive reaction without retreating from your message. How to pause and re-engage after an emotional spike derails the conversation. How to restate feedback clearly when the first delivery was rejected. Definition: a defensive feedback reaction is what happens when a team member responds to synergy-focused feedback with resistance, denial, or emotional withdrawal rather than openness. It is usually triggered by a perceived threat to identity or standing, and it makes genuine communication nearly impossible until the emotion is acknowledged and diffused. I have watched a single unhandled defensive reaction undo months of careful team building in the space of 10 minutes. The feedback was fair. The timing was reasonable. But the words used in the moment after the reaction hit were the wrong ones, and the conversation never recovered. That moment is what these scripts are for. A defensive feedback reaction is not the end of the conversation. It is a critical turning point, and what you say next determines whether the team grows or fractures. The scripts in this article are drawn from the core framework and the SBVI method I outline and say it right every time, specifically chapters 5 and 8. They work because they address the emotional reality first, then return to the substance of the feedback once the person can actually hear it. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note before you speak. Practice it out loud at least twice. If you want to explore how to structure the original feedback so it is less likely to trigger defensiveness, start with how to give feedback, strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours as closely as possible. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them like a policy document, flat and verbatim, without adjusting for the relationship or the emotional temperature in the room. A script is a skeleton, not a finished body. You need to put some of your own warmth and directness into it before you use it, or the person across from you will feel like they are being processed, not heard. Script 1. Acknowledging the defensive reaction without retreating. Situation. Use this immediately after a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback, before the conversation derails. This is your first response in the moment, within the first 30 seconds of the reaction. Why this works? A defensive feedback reaction is almost always an amygdala hijack, a threat response that shuts down rational thinking. As I describe in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, the empathy bridge technique names the emotion you see before restating your message. This lowers the person's defenses because it signals you are not attacking them. You are acknowledging their experience without abandoning the conversation. Standard version. I can see this landed harder than I intended. Name. That is not what I wanted. I am not here to make you feel attacked. I do want us to talk about the specific issue, because it matters for how the team works together. Can we take a breath and try again? Formal version. I want to acknowledge that this conversation has been difficult, and I can see this feedback has affected you. That was not my intention. My concern is for the specific team dynamic, and I believe it is important enough that we find a way to discuss it together. I would like to give us both a moment, and then continue. After you use it, a good response is a visible release of tension. Even a small nod or exhale, followed by the person re-engaging with the conversation. A difficult response is silence or escalation. If either occurs, move directly to script 3 and name the option to pause and reconvene. Eamon's note. In 60 years, I have never seen anyone de-escalate a defensive reaction by pushing harder. You have to acknowledge before you advance. Script 2. Using the 3-second pause before you respond. Situation. Use this when a team member's defensive reaction triggers your own emotional response, and you feel the urge to defend, retreat, or escalate. This is a personal intervention script, words you say to yourself, and in part, to the other person. Why this works? The 3-second pause, as outlined in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, is a microintervention that interrupts the reactor cycle before it takes over the conversation. When you name the pose aloud, it also models emotional regulation for the other person and slows the entire exchange down. Teams that build synergy over time are teams where people have learned to pause before they react. Standard version. Give me just a second. Cause. Breathe. Regroup. Okay. I want to make sure I respond to what you actually said, not just how I felt hearing it. What I heard you say was restate their point. Is that right? Formal version. I would like to take a moment before I respond, so I can be sure I am addressing what you have said accurately. Pause. Thank you for that. What I understood from your response was restate their point. I want to make sure I have that correct before we continue. Casual version. Hold on. Let me not fire back straight away. Pause. Right. So what you are saying is restate their point. I want to make sure I'm hearing you properly. After you use it. A good response is that the other person feels heard and the conversation slows to a more productive pace. A difficult response is that the pause is read as weakness or hesitation. If that happens, hold your ground calmly and use script 4 to re-anchor the conversation to the team's shared goals. Eamon's note. 3 seconds feels like a long time in a tense conversation. Use every one of them. Script 3. Offering to pause and reconvene. Situation. Use this when the defensive reaction has escalated to the point where neither of you can have a productive conversation. The temperature in the room is too high. Continuing now will make things worse, not better. This is especially relevant in synergy-critical conversations where the relationship between the team members involved affects everyone around them. Why this works? As I cover and say it right every time, sometimes the most effective move in a difficult conversation is to name the fact that continuing right now is counterproductive. This is not avoidance. It is strategic. A clean pause with a firm return time preserves the relationship and the substance of the feedback. Abandoning the conversation entirely is the failure, not pausing it. For more on handling shutdowns in these moments, see how to respond when a team member shuts down during a synergy-critical conversation. Standard version. I think we are both too charged right now to have the conversation this deserves. I do not want to drop it, because it matters. Can we agree to come back to it tomorrow at specific time? I will be here, and I want us to get this right. Formal version. I believe it would serve us both to pause this conversation and return to it when we are better positioned to engage productively. I would like to propose we reconvene at specific time. I want to resolve this properly, and I think we will do that better with a little space, after you use it. The person either agrees, which is a strong sign, or refuses to disengage. If they refuse, stay calm, restate the offer once, and if necessary, end the meeting politely but firmly. Follow up in writing within the hour to confirm the reconvene time. Eamon's note. A pause with a return time is not a retreat. It is a signal that the conversation matters enough to do it right. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Restating the feedback after the emotional temperature drops. Situation. Use this when you have acknowledged the defensive reaction and the person has calmed enough to re-engage. This is the re-entry into the substance of the feedback, and it needs to be handled carefully. Rushing back in too hard will re-trigger the reaction. Backing away entirely will lose the ground you gained. Why this works? The SBI method, which I cover in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, keeps feedback grounded in observable fact rather than personal judgment. When you return to the feedback using situation, behavior, and impact, you give the person something specific and concrete to engage with instead of a vague sense of being criticized. This is what makes the feedback productive for team synergy rather than destructive to it. For a full guide to the method, see how to use the SBI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior. Standard version. I want to come back to what I raised, and I want to be clear about what I actually mean. In the specific situation, I noticed the specific behavior. The impact on the team was the specific effect. That is what I'm asking us to look at together. Not your character or your commitment. That specific thing. Formal version. I would like to return to the core of my concern, and I want to be precise. In the context of situation, I observed specific behavior. The consequence for our team's ability to work together effectively was specific impact. I raise this because I believe addressing it will strengthen how we operate together, not because I doubt your commitment to the team. After you use it, watch for whether the person engages with a specific behavior or returns to a generalized defense. If they engage with the specifics, the conversation is moving. If they continue to generalize, use the reflection technique in script 5 to draw out their perspective. Eamon's note. Vague feedback is useless feedback. Specific feedback is what changes teams. Script 5. Inviting their perspective after a defensive reaction. Situation. Use this when the person's defensive reaction suggests they experience the situation very differently from you. Before you push further with the feedback, you need to understand what they are defending. This is the most important script for maintaining team synergy, because it transforms a one-sided delivery into a genuine dialogue. Why this works? As I describe in the core framework and say it right every time, openness and empathy are not just ethical choices. They are practical tools. When you invite someone's perspective after a defensive feedback reaction, you lower their sense of threat and give the conversation a chance to produce something genuinely useful for the team. You may also discover that their view of the situation adds important context you were missing. The core framework goes deeper into this. Standard version. Before I say anything else, I want to hear how you experienced this, because it sounds like you see it differently, and I want to understand that before we go further. So tell me what was happening from your side. Formal version. I recognize that my perspective on this may not reflect the full picture. I would like to give you the opportunity to share how you experienced this situation before we continue. What I'm looking for is a genuine understanding of where you are coming from. Can you walk me through it? Casual version. Honestly, it sounds like we saw this very differently. Before I go on, what was going on for you in that moment? Help me see it from where you were standing. After you use it. A good response is that the person opens up and shares their perspective, even if it is still a little guarded. A difficult response is a shrug or a closed answer. If that happens, ask one specific question based on what you observed rather than waiting for them to volunteer information. Eamon's note. The person defending themselves is usually protecting something real. Find out what it is. Script 6. Addressing a defensive reaction in writing. Situation. Use this when the conversation happened in a group setting and a direct follow-up in person would be too exposed, or when the defensive reaction was not resolved before the meeting ended and you need to reopen the conversation with care. This is also useful in remote teams where written communication carries more weight. Why this works? Written follow-up after a difficult conversation gives the other person space to receive your message without the pressure of an immediate verbal response. It also creates a clear record of your intention and your respect for the relationship. The most important structural move here is to lead with connection before you restate the concern, which is the core principle of connecting before you correct from say it right every time. For guidance on the broader role of written communication in team performance, see the role of communication in meeting success. Standard version. Name. I wanted to follow up on our conversation earlier. I know it was uncomfortable, and I appreciate that you stayed in it. What I was raising was restate the specific behavior and its impact on the team in one sentence. I want to find a way forward on this together. Can we find 15 minutes this week to talk it through properly? Formal version. Dear name, I wanted to reach out following our conversation today. I am aware that the feedback I shared was difficult to receive, and I respect the fact that you engaged with it directly. The concern I raised relates specifically to behavior and its effect on team outcome. I believe this is worth resolving properly, and I would welcome the opportunity to discuss it further at a time that suits you. After you use it, a response within 24 hours, positive or neutral in tone, is a good sign. Silence beyond that warrants a brief, warm check-in rather than a follow-up push on the content. Eamon's note. A written follow-up done well is one of the quietest and most powerful tools you have for repairing a conversation that went sideways. Script 7. Closing the conversation once a defensive reaction has been resolved. Situation. Use this once the person has re-engaged, the feedback has been discussed, and you are ready to close the conversation. This is not a wrap-up for its own sake. It is a deliberate signal that the conversation was worthwhile, the relationship is intact, and there is a clear path forward for the team. Why this works? How you close a difficult conversation matters as much as how you open it. A clean close that acknowledges the difficulty confirms the agreement and expresses respect for the person's willingness to work to it sends a signal that this kind of honesty is safe. That is how team synergy is built over time, not in the easy conversations, but in the hard ones that end well. For more on constructive feedback that builds rather than damages trust, see how to give constructive feedback without causing tension. Standard version. I appreciate you working through this with me. I know it was not easy. To make sure we are on the same page, we have agreed that state the specific agreement or next step. That is what I was hoping for. Thank you for being willing to have this conversation. Formal version. Thank you for the directness and openness you have shown in this conversation to confirm what we have agreed. State the specific agreement and any follow-up actions. I want to acknowledge that this was a difficult discussion, and I have a great deal of respect for how you engaged with it. I'm confident this will strengthen how we work together after you use it. Watch for whether the person's body language and tone have genuinely shifted to something more open, or whether the agreement feels forced. If it feels forced, name it gently. I want to make sure we are both genuinely on board with this, not just closing the conversation. If the conversation did not reach agreement, use the recovery tools and how to use the recover method when a team conversation goes wrong. Eamon's note. A conversation that ends well, even after a rough middle, teaches the team that honesty is survivable. That lesson is worth more than any single piece of feedback. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. Use the structure. Replace the voice. Adjust for relationship length. A script you use with a peer you have known for 5 years will sound different from one you use with a direct report you hired 3 months ago. The structure stays the same. The warmth and familiarity in the language needs to match the actual relationship. If you use language that is more intimate than the relationship warrants, it will feel hollow. Match the register to the stakes. Use the formal versions when HR is involved, when the conversation is being documented, or when the power dynamic is significant. Use the standard versions in most day-to-day team conversations. Use the casual versions only with people you genuinely have an easy, trusted relationship with. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. Read each script out loud before you use it. If a sentence makes you wince, write it. The structure is what works. The specific words are yours to own. Keep the core music knowledge, restate, invite, close. Slow down for the emotional sections. The parts of the script that acknowledge the person's reaction, the empathy bridge moments, need to land with genuine care, not be rushed through to get back to the feedback. If you speed past the acknowledgement, the person will hear it as mechanical, and you will lose the benefit of seeing it at all. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts for defensive reactions. The biggest way these scripts fail is when they are delivered as recitations rather than conversations. You are not reading from a page. You are using a framework to say something real, reading verbatim without adjusting for tone. Scripts fail when they are delivered at a flat, corporate pace. Every script here requires human warmth in the delivery. Adapt the language to match how you actually speak, especially in the acknowledgement sections. Skipping the pause before the empathy line. The 3-second pause is not decorative. When you rush straight from the defensive reaction to your acknowledgement, it sounds rehearsed. The pause is what makes the acknowledgement feel genuine, backing away from the core message to reduce tension. This is the most common and most damaging mistake. When you soften or withdraw the feedback to calm the defensive reaction, you teach the person that defensiveness works. Hold the message. Adjust the delivery. These are not the same thing. See how to give constructive feedback without causing tension for more on this distinction. Closing too quickly before genuine agreement is reached. A tidy close on a conversation that has not actually been resolved creates the illusion of progress and leaves the underlying team tension intact. Use script 7 only when you have real evidence that the person has engaged with the substance of the feedback. Using casual versions in high-stakes contexts. Casual scripts in formal situations, especially where HR is involved or the feedback relates to a serious performance issue, undermine the seriousness of the concern and can cause problems later. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What is a defensive feedback reaction, and why does it happen? A defensive feedback reaction occurs when someone responds to feedback with resistance, denial, or emotional withdrawal instead of openness. It is usually triggered by the amygdala hijack, a neurological threat response that shuts down rational thinking when a person feels criticized or unsafe. How do you respond to a defensive feedback reaction without escalating? Pause before you respond. Acknowledge the emotion you see without agreeing or disagreeing with the content of the reaction. Use an empathy bridge to lower the other person's defenses before you restate your core message. The core framework from Say It Right Every Time gives a reliable structure for exactly this. Can a defensive feedback reaction damage team synergy permanently? Not if it is handled well and quickly. A defensive reaction that goes unaddressed can erode trust and create lasting friction. But a defensive reaction that is met with calm, clear, and respectful communication often strengthens team relationships and collective performance over time. How do I use the SBVI method when someone reacts defensively? Pause and acknowledge the reaction first. Then, once the emotional temperature drops, return to the SBVI structure, the specific situation, the observed behavior, and the impact on the team. This keeps the feedback grounded in observable fact, which is far harder to argue with an opinion or judgment. What should I avoid saying when a team member reacts defensively to feedback? Avoid saying "calm down," "you're overreacting," or "I was just being honest." These phrases dismiss the emotion and deepen the defensive reaction. Also avoid immediately backing down from your core message, which signals that the defensiveness worked and teaches the person that resistance pays off. How do I give synergy-focused feedback without triggering a defensive feedback reaction in the first place? Connect before you correct. Start by acknowledging what is working in the team dynamic before raising what needs to change. Use I statements rather than you statements. Be specific about behavior, not character. The SBI method covered in Say It Right Every Time is built precisely to reduce defensive reactions before they start. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.